Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Henry Steinberger from BASF, and let's talk a little BASF. You got a lot on your plate. You're actually really nice, and you gave me a little bit of a list here of different things that you do. You're Ag Solutions Advisor, and you're in the Jamestown area, so give me kind of the 411. What is an Ag Solutions Advisor?
Yeah, so the Ag Solutions Advisor and BASF focus primarily on the seed side of things for our business and secondarily on the chemistry side of things. So on the seed, I've got the Zotavo E3 soybeans. So I work with retailers across basically my areas north of the interstate over to Fargo, Mapleton area.
Okay.
Go west up to Fezzeden, north up to Madoc, leads that geography. And then on the Invigor canola side of things, that's of course mostly up north, but those acres for Invigor are definitely spreading south of Highway 2. Some of the new hybrids that we brought out in the last few years really taken the heat tolerance a lot better.
Right.
So we got our 300 series. They're flowering several days earlier than our prior series and several days later. So I've got canola down Kindred, Davenport area with real good yields.
So are you basically, when you're working and doing what you do, are you going to test plots or farmers actually having you come out and take a look, or maybe you're inviting yourself to go ahead and take a look at different things and doing research? Or are you more of a problem solver, like, hey, I got this going on, can you help me?
It's all of the above. I was out looking at canola fields earlier this week, looking at diseases. You know, you got white mold, you got verticillium, you got fusarium. There's lots of different things that affect all of the different crops. So I sell, service all of them. Yesterday I was looking at soybean test plot down at Davenport.
Mm-hmm.
Just huge differences in the varieties with white mold out there.
Really?
Yeah, especially the later maturities. Anything 1.0 and later, there was lots of pressure, but incredible differences from variety to variety.
What are the biggest issues that you have seen in North Dakota with this year's crop that it's in your wheelhouse or your area?
Yeah, you know, it's so geography specific. Out west, we were extremely dry. We did catch some moisture, so. But that lingering drought in that Carrington, Harvey geography kind of caught some of those later season crops. Overall, though, you know, that stand establishment early on this spring when it was wet, that was definitely a battle. In the canola side of things, flea beetles are definitely a battle. Disease in general, though, has been much less this year.
Yeah, this year.
Yep.
so far, but it seems to rotate of what it's going on every year. It seems to be different. And maybe we're changing, though, with some of the traits that are being developed, you know?
The change with traits, and guys were really willing to pull the trigger on fungicides early on this year. Our corn fungicide, market really expanded this year. Veltima is a new fungicide that we brought out here a couple years ago, and boy, the performance of it's been fantastic. So we get down to that Wahpeton, that border along South Dakota.
Right.
Co-worker Bethany Erickson, Bethany Peterson, she was out snapping pictures here this week, and just huge differences with the Veltima.
This is Inside Agriculture.